passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The Louisiana black bear, once a common sight in the wooded areas of East Texas, over time seemed to disappear.
Pretty much by 1900, there were few bears left in Texas. There were a small remnant population in West Texas, but by and large, bears had been extirpated primarily from overhunting and loss of habitat.
Nathan Gardner is Regional Wildlife Director for Region 3 in East Texas and contributing author of the East Texas Black Bear Conservation and Management Plan.
Since the mid-1980s, they've been making a natural comeback to Texas, basically an influence of what's happening around Texas in the country of Mexico and surrounding states here in America.
Gardner attributes their slow return to several factors.
Public education has increased and awareness has increased, plus protection and time. Time is important. Bears are a slow reproducing animal, and it takes them time to recover into areas where they used to live if there is still suitable habitat for them.
We'll talk about habitat challenges facing black bears tomorrow.
Bears do need a fair amount of real estate to live in.
Until then, visit passporttotexas.org, where you'll find a link to the East Texas Black Bear Conservation and Management Plan. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.